One of the familiar sights at Christmas is the poinsettia. Charlotte Philcox, Let's Talk's gardening expert, feels sorry for poinsettias at this time of the year and wrote about flowers and plants for the festive season. Here is Dorothy Sneesby with Charlotte's thoughts.
This time of year, I'm very glad that I'm not a poinsettia. Okay, the likelihood of this happening is virtually impossible. After all, how many poinsettias get called upon to write a regular gardening feature for this magazine? And I don't think a collar of red bracts is quite my style. But joking aside, I feel sorry for all those perennials bred purely for seasonal gifts. It's a bit like turkeys, really, and I shudder when I think of all the poor plants gasping away in superstores and garden centres, only to be transported to hot homes, or not so hot given the current economic climate, as short-lived gifts. In most cases, they'll have a shelf life on a par with that of an average Christmas pig in blanket, although there do seem to be a few people who have the knack of caring for them properly. Gardening tip. Keep poinsettias at a steady 65 to 75 Fahrenheit, away from full sunlight and drafts, and above all, don't overwater. Or just think carefully before buying one in the first place. If you prefer your floral ornamentation to stay indoors, there are quite a few plants which can give your garden interest for the festive season. Although, I'm not just talking about sticking a garland on the front door. Incidentally, the Christmas wreath was originally a pagan symbol of protection and probably had its origins in the ones used during Saturnalian rituals. As a circular sun symbol, the wreath also came to be associated with the worship of Sol Invictus, the unconquered sun. The Romans believed that this deity symbolised victory, defeating darkness and rising again every morning when he would gallop across the sky in a chariot drawn by four horses. Not surprisingly, he came to be the favoured god of charioteers and was supposed to watch over chariot races in Roman circuses. I think I'd prefer clowns. Whether or not you believe in ancient traditions, it's undeniably that Christmas wreaths do look pretty, although if you object to the pagan connotations, you can rest assured that in the Christian tradition they represent eternity and divine perfection. It all gets rather confusing, however, if you find wreaths a bit too funereal and prefer instead to display a bunch of fresh greenery on your door tied with a red bow. Some smarty pants, like me, may then come along and tell you that using evergreens in any shape or form to decorate your home also has pagan connotations, and red is the colour believed to protect from the evil eye. You can't win. Despite all this, I've still been known to make my own concoction from twisted stems of dogwood and willow salvaged from the garden. This creates a pretty durable base for attaching greenery and ribbons. For something a little more permanent than a wreath, you could plant an evergreen Christmas box next to a shady front door, where it should fill the air with its lovely fragrance. Accompany it with a group of white-flowered Christmas roses, Helleborus niger, to continue the seasonal theme. These aren't actually roses at all, but close relatives of the more showy Helleborus orientalis, which flower several weeks later. For those wanting something special, there is also a cultivated form, appropriately named Christmas Carol. Against a wall, you could always grow Clematis sehosa, jingle bells, which, as its name suggests, should be offering a show of pale green flowers right through December. Camellia sassenquoix yuletide may still be giving a good display of bright red blooms at Christmas and will probably have more chance of survival than a poinsettia. It would be lovely to be able to add some gold, frankincense and myrrh to my garden, but sadly this is wishful thinking As the trees from which frankincense and myrrh resin are harvested hail from the very hot climates of northeastern Africa and southwest Asia. Here in the UK, we do have one summer flowering plant named for myrrh, Myrrhus or Dorata, which is commonly known as Sweet Sicily. Far less glamorous than the biblical myrrh, it is a perennial which roots rather like cow parsley, has a scent like aniseed, and once planted is so deep-rooting and self-seeding that it is almost impossible to eradicate. A few of the leaves can be used to reduce the amount of sugar needed when stewing fruit, but it is clearly not something the three kings would have bothered to get gift-wrapped. The only way you're likely to come across gold is by lucky accident when digging the vegetable plot. Although, if you have an old walnut tree, it might be worth having a careful rootle around at its base, as traditionally this was the place where householders might bury any valuables for safekeeping. To be honest, if it's gold you want from your garden, you're probably better off adding some tastefully placed bits of tinsel, planting a bowl of February gold narcissi, or putting a metal detector on your Christmas list.
Thank you, Dorothy. I'm going to plant some tinsel straight away. At least it won't need weeding.